You're listening to All Action Sports Radio.
This is the Dingo.
Justin Barsha.
Gus Kenworthy.
Kristen Moore.
Paul Rodriguez, a.k.a. P-Rod. And you're listening to All Action Sports Radio. Peace.
And I'm Wes, and I'm your host here at All Action Sports Radio. Man, I love that intro. We've had it for some time, and we might change that up going forward. But, man, I really dig that. All right, you're listening to All Action Sports Radio, the best in surf, snow, skate, moto, and as of today, parkour, free running. We have our first free running guest in parkour here on All Action Sports Radio. I'm kind of stoked. I'm looking forward to it. Corey DeMeyers, he's going to be on. He's a world champion, and he won the Red Bull free running competition last year, and I'm looking forward to having him on the show today. All right, remember, we have our contest. You follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, and we'll pick out somebody who liked, followed us from that time that we started the contest till when we pick you in the next couple of weeks, and you're going to win some swag from All Action Sports Radio. So it's not too late. Go to All Action Sports Radio. That's our Facebook page, or you can go to Twitter, All Action Sport, no S, and Instagram, All Action Sports Radio, and follow us, like us, whatever you can do, and you'll be eligible to win. Like I said, I mentioned we have free running, parkour, first ever on All Action Sports Radio, and we'll also have Chris Cobra Cole. All right, he's defending his Street League championship and his X Games gold coming up on June 6th and 7th, I think that is. Yeah, and Chris Cobra Cole is on our show today, and I'm looking forward to that. He is a killer dude. You want to stick around for that. I really like talking to him. And Ryan Sim is talking surf, man, Fiji Pro. The women are killing it. The men are kicking it. The men are going to kill it, and you're going to hear – he's going to break it down for you, Ron Simmons. There's no one better. There's no one better in surf who breaks it down like he does. So you want to stick around for that. And, of course, we go moto. We're in Hangtown, Sacramento. Just kicking butt with Jason Weingant from Racer X. And he's also an announcer for NBC for the outdoors this summer. We're looking forward to having him on the show. Now, do I have time to roll that clip of Corey? Do I? Okay, I'm going to roll this clip of Corey DeMeyers from Free Running and Parkour. He wants to get people to help him with this documentary they're going to be doing. And I just want to give you a little taste of what's to come a little later in the show.
Many people have heard of free running or parkour, but don't fully understand what it is, how it affects people, and why it's so special. Although it has more hits on YouTube than skateboarding, snowboarding, and FMX combined, as well as 14 million search results from Google, it's still not recognized by the general public.
All right. Now, those are stats that I haven't backed up. We haven't researched, and I'm looking forward to talking to him more about that to back that up. But we'll hear about that in our segment after Moto, so stick around for that. We have our song of the week, the Griswolds, Beware the Dog. Now, I love this tune. We played it early in the break room, and it just killed, and I think you're going to like it too. And we're going to get on with Jason Weingant. He's coming up next. But before we get to that, real quick, I want to remind everybody about our Facebook page, competition, because it is coming to an end. Follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, All Action Sport No S, and follow us on Instagram, and you'll be eligible to pick something out of our swag bag, whether it's a backpack, wheels, t-shirt, who knows. So that's that. Now we're going to go into moto with our friend Jason Weingant. Now. We're back here at All Action Sports Radio. We have a lot of new faces and ears listening to All Action Sports Radio. So we want to keep welcoming all our fans from around the U.S. To us here at All Action Sports Radio. And I want to give a big shout-out and a thanks to WRMN 1410 AM in Chicago, Illinois. Thank you for being a part of our show each and every week and catching up on all things moto. Because in this segment, we're with Jason Weingant. He is the Racer X online editor. He also hosts a TV broadcast of Lucas Oil AMA Motocross and the GNCC Series. And we welcome him right now. Jason, welcome to All Action Sports Radio.
Pumped up as always, man. We're racing. We're underway again.
Dude, the longest running motocross national of all time, Hangtown Motocross. It's here. It's the weekend. It's a lot of fun. And this has got to be one of your favorite stops, right?
Yeah, Hangtown's really cool. It actually was the opening round for the last couple of years. This year we brought the Southern California one back, the opener. Mm-hmm. But because of the history, and because it had been the opener for a while, it's I think it's really elevated itself now. It's definitely a good one.
It's definitely a good one. Now, for all those people who want to watch, they can go to at Pro Motocross or go to promotocross.com. That's where we can watch the motos live, right?
Yeah, you can catch them on Mav TV, the first motos, and NBC Sports Network, the second motos. But if any of that confuses you, you're not sure of the TV schedule, you can always watch the motos live on promotocross.com. If you want to catch them on TV, those are the networks, and that website will tell you when and where to go.
And they can follow the action that on Twitter, right?
Yeah, well, good move is just follow us at Racer X Online, at Racer X Online. We'll give you the blow-by-blow if for some reason you rather do Braille and just read about it than
Well, no, sometimes I'm no, I follow the Twitter, and you guys make it almost seem like I'm there. You know, when
well,
I can't be
what
two
we realize
at
is,
once.
In this, especially in the summertime, man, you can't take for granted that people are going to watch TV for 4 hours.
4 hours, you're right.
Or what it is. So, you know, we understand you might be at the pool or out on the boat or having some drinks. But I do want to add that you can, with the NBC Live Extra app, you can even watch the races on your phone live. So we're trying to get you one way or another.
Oh, nice. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yep. So go to the website. We'll talk you through it.
All right, sweet. All right, let's talk a little bit about Glenn Helland because it kicked things off. Ryan Dungey was in rare form, and I was thinking about something. You know that turn where he passed Roczen?
Yeah.
Is it kind of like baseball or football, like the catch? Do people talk about that from years from now, how Dungey made that turn?
I think it will, depending, and it would be like in those sports too. It depends on how big it is. You know, if they end up battling for the title all the way down and it's a true rivalry and a true championship fight, then that's going to be one of the pivotal moments. If one of them ends up just rolling the other guy, let's say Roczen just dominates the rest of the year and wins the title, it'll just be a little footnote in history. But it has the potential right now to be huge because, I mean, you don't see passes in the last three turns of a race very often.
No, not like that. And I have to give it to you, Jason. You called out this was Ryan Dungey all the way, and I'm the one who liked Ken Roczen. Remember I said I thought Ken Roczen was going to take it, and those guys just battled it out. And Dungey just, you know, he just pulled something out that I think we haven't seen in a while.
I think the problem with Dungey is the way he wins, he's just solid and efficient, but there's nothing that's spectacular about it. It's very easy to underestimate how fast he is because fast isn't what comes to mind. Solid and consistent is. So you tend to think that other riders are going to go in and just blow his doors off. He's pretty darn fast in his own right. He'll stay right with you the whole time, and that's exactly what he did.
Hey, let's talk about Ryan Villopoto's stand-in, Brett Metcalf. I thought, as the Canadian national champion, he did pretty good coming in fourth.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he really only had 2 weeks, he said, on that bike. He had ridden a Kawasaki last year in Canada, but it wasn't this full works, top-of-the-line bike. So he's really only had 2 weeks on it, and that's the thing about Metcalf. He's going to finish fourth or fifth almost no matter what. So he did exactly what he does. It's always a little, maybe not the most drama-filled day, maybe doesn't get the most attention, but it's pretty effective.
I thought he was great. Rounding out the top 10, I thought this was great for Trey Kinnaird, and I thought Chad Reed coming back and getting 10th was pretty darn good for a guy who was pretty busted up the way he was.
Yeah, Chad actually admitted that. He couldn't really even do testing to dial the bike in because he was so afraid he was going to blow his hands out and just have blisters and be sore and tired for the race that he had to really back it down. You know, it's tempting if you get on the bike and you have 2 weeks before the first race after an injury to just go nuts, try to catch up. But all that means is by the time the race rolls around, you're just a puddle. So he's really had to be patient and just admit that he was going to come into the race not as good as the other riders. But hopefully that means he doesn't ruin himself and within a couple weeks, he could be good. I would not even count him out of the championship at this point.
Oh, wow. That's big news.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Real quick, in my last 30 seconds, Davey Millsap, what's his deal?
He's got this weird foot injury that just keeps lingering. He had knee surgery. That's not the problem. It's this foot injury that won't heal. And if you talk to some people that have dealt with feet injuries, I guess if you get it wrong, it's a pretty complex. You don't hear about it often, but when it does go wrong, it's really hard to get it right. So now they're saying 3 or 4 more weeks. We'll see.
Oh, man. That's really bad for Davey. All right. He's the online editor for RacerX Online, Jason Weingart. If you want the latest in moto and supercross news, go to RacerX Online. And for all your up-to-date info on MotoStars, Jason Weingart can give it to you. And if you want to check out the moto and you can't figure out the TV, go to, ready, Jason? ProMotocross.com. All right. We'll see you later. man. We're back here at All Access Sports Radio. Hey, this is Wes. I'm your host here. And I want to give a big shout out to our friends over in Fresno, KJZN 105.5 FM. Thank you for being a part of All Action Sports Radio each and every week. And keep those emails going, man. I love it. Man, this is summer. I can feel the summer just hanging right now. All right, this is our next segment. And I love this next segment because this guy is just flat out awesome. You know, last time I just ran down his stats, and as impressive as it was, I'm going to do it again. All right, Trans World Skateboarding Reader's Choice Award. First place gold in X Games Street in 2006-2007. 2010 winner of Maloof Money Cup in Costa Mesa, California, $100,000 grand prize. Winner of Maloof Cup in Queens, New York, another $100,000 grand prize. 2013 first place gold Street League, X Games Munich, Germany. 2009 Thrasher Skater of the Year, second time, only the second person to do this after Danny Way back in 2005 and again in 2009. He, in 2013, first place Street League, Super Crown, World Champion, $200,000 prize money. Dude. Do I need to go any further? Do I need to go any further? Fans, shout it out.
You make me sound all special.
Chris Cobra, Cole, you are special, man. I asked you last time, and I'll ask you again. How does it feel to be king?
Man, I don't know. You know what? I take it every single day. It's just kind of another challenge. Just each day, just trying to, you know, keep the stoke.
Ever to be so humble. Hey, Chris, like, first off, let me get this out of the way because I know inquiring fans want to know. You recently went through a devastating fire. How's the family, your wife, Wyatt, Penelope, everybody good?
We're all good. You know, we're definitely made off a lot better than a bunch of other families, but the firefighters out here in Southern California, I mean, they handled it, man. They really nailed it, and they worked through the nights and just days on end, just working and working and working. And you can imagine being in that suit around the fire in like the dry season in California. It's pretty brutal out there, and they were just, you know, putting it on, saving everybody's house. So we definitely we owe them huge forever.
Yeah, I've seen on the news where people bring them you know, drinks and food and cook for them, you know, because they're out there like just saving people's lives, man.
Yeah, you know what? Like, you can't. I mean, when I was in Hawaii, and my wife called, and she's like, "There's fires, and we're evacuated, and this is where it is." And you know, I took a flight home, and the whole time I was just thinking about like normal stuff. Like, I'm listening to music, like, you know, sweating about the fire. I'm listening to music. I'm like, man, I want to learn how to play that on the guitar. Oh, my guitars are probably on fire.
Jesus,
you know, like there's. Everything that you've collected throughout the years of your life, it's all burning, essentially, like in your head. And when you come back and it's not burned, it's just, I mean, it's a huge relief, to say the least.
Were you screaming to your wife, get the X Games medals, get the X Games medals?
You know what? She grabbed a couple of the trophies, which is really cool. But it was mainly, you know, items are items. And there are certain things that you can't ever get back. And, you know, I can get a medal made again somehow. Mm-hmm. You know, the memory's still there. But photo albums, baby teeth, your hard drives of all of your photos and work for
years,
those are essential. And she grabbed all that.
Good woman. You married a good woman.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad you and your family are safe. Hey, let's get to the X Games. Street League's already started. Didn't go as far as you wanted, you know, but you were in the semifinals. Najee Houston, man, that kid is just ridiculous, isn't he?
His reaction time is astounding.
It is just incredible. So I know going into this summer with Street League and X Games, they were combined last year. Now they're separate. They're on a different network. And last year, I'm going to read a little quote that you had. You said after you won, you said, "I feel like I doubly won because it's," if that's a word, "because it's X Games and Street League together." And you said, you know, you triple won because Paul and Luan were there with you. Now that it's on a separate network, the two separate events, one kicked off early, the other one's coming up. Your name is on both of those as the guy. Is it a different feeling? I know it's a different feeling than last year, but now that you had these two separate events, is one weighing more over another? How are you? What's your strategy going into these two events?
You know what it is? It's the fact that there's only so many events this year. Last year was
the entire summer was packed. So we couldn't do anything but travel to these contests and prepare for these contests, and that's all we did. But with seven contests, you have the luxury of being like, oh, man, I didn't do that great this one. In 2 weeks, I got another one. No big deal. In this scenario, it's I've got one X game stop. I have to make it 100% count. And if it doesn't, I got a year until the next one.
Damn.
And with Street League, there's only so many stops, and you really have to put it on and like, you know, slam it home in order to make it to the finals, in order to make it to the Super Crown, in order to even get a shot at the Super Crown championship.
A lot of pressure. You know,
yeah.
You know, talking about the X Games, this one's got to be even more special for you because it's in Austin, and Austin's a big BMX town, and it seems like the X Games are going out of their way to make the BMX, I guess, a real healthy part of the events. And well-known documented, you're a co-owner of Colt still, right?
Yeah.
Of BMX.
And those dudes are you know, my family and friends, and they frequent Austin, and Chase Hawk is from Austin. It's just a really cool town, and, you know, my wife's going to come out and hang out with me, and, you know, it's always such a good time to go there. It's just the crowd, the people there are just awesome, and just hanging out with Chase and even driving around the skate spots is cool. So this will be like a much cooler event.
It should have a little bit of a hometown advantage, you think?
For Chase, maybe. I've grown to find out that I'm not made at all for the heat, and in fact made for the mountain and cold weather. So
you live in
being in that Austin heat, man, I'm just going to be sweating like a wild animal out there.
But you live in Cali, right?
Yeah, I live in Cali, but man, I'm getting punished out here. I was made for Philadelphia, you know. And I think as human beings, we all live in like a little, like a 10-degree bubble. And in that 10-degree bubble, we fluctuate our heat. But if it goes anywhere below that 10 degrees, it's cold. If it goes anywhere above it, it's hot. And that's just how we live. So in Philadelphia, it gets really hot and humid in the summer, gets really cold and like bitter cold in the winter. And all you do is complain about those two drastic changes, and that's how you kind of get through it, is you're complaining about it.
You know, I never thought about it that way, and that's kind of deep, but I think you're right. I really do.
Yeah, man.
I want to get to this photo that I saw recently. You were recently profiled in Defy Convention, 20 Years of DC and Photographs, that coffee book that they put out. And it's an amazing book, and there's a photo that they put out of you at the premiere party, and you're there with all these who's who of skaters. What goes through your mind when you look at that photo?
It's funny that I'm like, man, the first thing that came to my mind is it's really hard to jam all those people in one spot and everybody gets seen, because everybody in there deserves they deserve to be in the front row. You know what I mean? And just like their whole body to be seen, because they're so important. Mm-hmm. And when you have that many jammed in, that there's Danny Way in the back, you know what I mean? Like, that is just absolutely crazy. And I'm really flattered to be a part of that, and to be like, to basically be featured with these guys in this awesome book that speaks to me, because I've seen all the photos growing up. It's huge, and it's always been this like DC's history is so forward thinking, and it's like on the next level. And then their photography has been on the next level since before as well. So to be in that book is just huge high five.
Well, I think it's great, and it's one of those ones that, you know, were I in that photo, it'd be in my living room blown up so everybody could see it. It's just a great photo. Hey, in my last 30 seconds, I want to thank Crystal Yang from ESPN for putting this together and making it work. And wish you nothing but the best of luck going forward at the X Games coming up in June 6th, right?
I believe it is, yeah.
Yeah. So good luck with that, Chris. Thanks for coming on our show
this
week, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. You listen to All Action Sports Radio here at allactionsportsradio.com. We'll be coming back with Corey DeMeyers. All right, we're back here at All Action Sports Radio and allactionsportsradio.com. Don't forget, if you want to email us, you can email us at allactionsportsradio@gmail.com. I just finished talking to Chris Cobra Cole, the reigning X Games gold medal skateboarding champion. And, dude, that guy rocks, man. You really, really got to watch the X Games because he's going to do it again. All right, my next guest, is, by age 18, he was a five-time world champion in the art of Tangsu. I hope I get this right, Do, and he achieved the rank of third-degree black belt. He teaches at the Free Running Academy called Tempest Free Running, and he is the reigning 2013 Red Bull Art of Motion winner. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give a nice All Access Sports Radio welcome to Corey DeMeyers.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
Hey, we appreciate you, Corey. Welcome to All Action Sports Radio and Action Sports. Now, I know parkour has been around free running for a long, long time, but the association with Action Sports has kind of been, you know, in a gray area. And as we talked about it in a production meeting on, you know, parkour, free running, we felt like there was a connection, there was a space, and it was part of Action Sports. You feel the same way?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the realization that I've come to in the last few years, is this is just as much an action sport as anything out there today in X Games. You know, if you watch videos of the top athletes in our sport, it's a very high-level movement, and it's some pretty rad stuff.
Has anyone petitioned the X Games to do parkour, free running?
Well, here's the deal, man. Not yet. And we just started working, myself and my teammate Jesse LaFleur, with BC Vaught, who is the manager of Colton Moore, the freestyle quad rider turned snowmobile X Game gold medalist. And he's really excited about our sport as well, and he believes in what we're doing. And so we're working together over the next few years to really take this thing to the X Games level for sure.
Now, just follow the money. Get Red Bull to pony up some cash, and they'll do it. Trust me.
I know.
Trust me. I mean, they just put in rally trucks down in and wakeboarding down in the X Games in Austin. Dude, they'll do it. If you can get Red Bull to pony up a little cash, they'll do it. I've been going to X Games for 20 years now. They'll do it. Hey, real quick, parkour, free running. Is there a difference? Same name? Why the two different names?
Well, here's the thing, man. It was originally a French discipline called parkour, and it was just about efficient movement from one point to another, and there was no stylistic expression. It was all efficiency, and it evolved into what now is known as free running, which includes acrobatic and death-defying feats, along with moving from one area to the next. So free running really is the equivalent to vert skating and street skating. You know, parkour is where it started, and free running is where it's at now, and that, I believe, is what you would see in the X Games, is the freestyle aspect of it. It's just an evolution of the sport, like everything evolves. People used to race moto, and now they flip them, you know?
Nice. That's a great analogy. Hey, the way you did with the when you were in Greece, when you won the championship, X Games would set it up that way, right?
I think it would be a very similar format. And actually, something that I've been looking at that I think is very similar to what we could do is more of a street league style setup. You know, like, I've watched Rob Dyrdek's league grow, and I think that's a great model for the way that we could run a free running competition that spectators would be able to understand, even if they didn't know the sport intimately.
Making sense. I like it.
I try.
I'm an action sports guy. I've been there, and I'm the bridge is closing. The bridge is closing. Hey, now, real quick, there's a video that you did last year, and I watched it. And some people in the office watched it. You flipped over a car.
I did.
And now they cut to a high angle where we didn't see your body go over that car. And it was pretty stunning. As a matter of fact, it was Blake Griffin-ness. Great Blake Griffin?
Right.
Am I getting that right? It was in that arena, except you flipped over it, you know? That was, what kind of car was that?
I'll be honest with you, man. I don't remember because I've flipped over so many cars in my lifetime. Like, that is the easiest way for me to make an impact on somebody in the public. If they see you go over a car, it gives like the everyday viewer a sense of scale.
Dude, that was insane. That's all I can tell you. And if you want to watch that video, go to our Facebook page, or you can go to Corey's Facebook page, Corey DeMyers, or YouTube, right? Corey DeMyers, YouTube. And
yes,
subscribe.
Sir. Corey DeMyers on YouTube or Facebook. Check it out.
That is bananas. I mean, when I saw it, whoa, flip it back. And we went back and forth. And that pretty much sealed the deal getting you on the show.
Well, perfect. Well, I'm glad I did it, man. So glad I flipped it.
How many tries did that take you?
One. I'll be honest with you. I try to do it as little tries as possible. I got to save this body, man. We got to make it to X Games one day.
All right, so we're closing in on the segment. But last year, Corey DeMyers and Jesse LaFleur, they got together, went overseas, right? And now you got all this footage of you guys doing all this crazy stuff, and now you started a Kickstarter campaign, and you guys want everybody to pitch in and help you get this documentary going, right?
Absolutely, man. We're trying to take it on the road and show our film in theaters. We have some great people signed on. Carol Maturi, she edited.
Wait, hold that thought, Corey. When we come back from break, you're going to want to hear all about this, and you're going to want to pitch in. All right, Corey DeMyers, our free running parkour specialist on All Action Sports Radio. We're back at All Action Sports Radio and allactionsportsradio.com with our very, very first ever free running parkour guest. And he is also the 2013 Red Bull Art of Motion winner, Corey DeMyers. Hey, Corey, when we left off, you guys have started a Kickstarter campaign to do this incredible documentary that you and Jesse LaFleur, did I get that right?
Yes, sir. Jesse LaFleur.
LaFleur. Now, he was on Ninja, right?
Yeah, he was on American Ninja Warrior a few years in a row, and he's actually the number one most subscribed athlete in our sport in the world on YouTube. He has over 180,000 YouTube subscribers.
Oh, sweet. We got to get him on the show. Yeah,
absolutely.
I've seen him. We love it. My kids and my family, we watch American Ninja Warrior every summer. All right, From Here to There, that's your new documentary that you and Jesse want to put together. You started this Kickstarter campaign. Tell our listeners how they can help out.
Yeah, so, we put this thing together, we shot it all last year, and we realized when we ended up on the podium together in Greece that we had something that was huge, and we could inspire thousands of other kids and athletes around the world to pursue their dreams through our adventure that we had. So we put this Kickstarter campaign together to help get our film to theaters across the world, and the documentary is in post-production right now, but we're pre-selling tickets to screenings in 37 cities across the world. So if you go to fh2tdoc.com, or you check out tinyurl.com/fh2tdoc.com, you can read more about our project, see the amazing people involved, and check out all the perks that we have. Posters, t-shirts, screenings, and really, really sick after parties in every city.
Those are a lot of numbers. Can they do it from your Facebook page?
Absolutely. If you go to my Facebook page, so facebook.com/CoreyDeMyers, you will see all of the posts all over the place. We're in our last 3 days of this campaign, and we only need $17,000 more dollars to make this happen in these cities across the world. We're at $62,000 right now, so we're really close. And we really want to take this on the road so that way we can not just show it to communities that are already interested in what we do, but really help to spread parkour and free running into the mainstream and show people what this is all about. And like we talked about earlier, ultimately our goal is to get this next game. So this is our campaign, and we believe in it. And Carol Maturi, she was the editor for Danny Way's feature film, Waiting for Lightning, which, by the way, is my favorite documentary in action sports. She signed on to edit our film. So, you know, we're getting some people from other parts of the industry involved that believe in our sport, and I think it's really going to go places.
Now, it's not just you and Jesse in this film. You have other athletes, friends of yours, that are also participating, right?
We do. Jason Paul, who is a multiple Red Bull Art of Motion champion from Germany. He's also a Red Bull-sponsored athlete. And Pasha Petkins, who is like the Red Bull kid. He's one of the most well-known free-running athletes in the world, along with all of our other teammates from Tempest Free Running, who were the first world champions in the sport back in 2007, and athletes from Thailand, Australia, Switzerland. So we have professional athletes in our sport from all over the world helping us to tell the story of free running. It just so happens that our tour from last summer is the setting.
All right, nice. Now, when I told my son, Ben, that you were coming on a show, he got super excited, and he told his friend Ronan and Michaela, and those guys are stoked about parkour, and I had no idea. My son's 14, him and his buddies, and I am sure Ronan is going to want to listen to the show and maybe get out to your academy, Tempest.
Yeah, man. I would love to have Ben and Ronan and Michaela come out. So I'll tell you what, bro, let those guys know, if they're listening, that they are welcome to come to the Tempest Free Running Academy anytime. You have my contact information, so hit me up. We'll set up a jam session here at the gym, and we'll get the kids out, and we'll have a good time and show them what this is all about.
All right, in my last 10 seconds, throw a plug out for the Tempest Academy. Where is it at?
All right. Tempest Free Running Academy is in South Bay, and we have one in Northridge near Chatsworth. So check it out, tempestfreerunning.com. Check out our academies. Come out, jump around, have a good time.
All right, he's the reigning Art of Motion champion, Corey DeMeyers, and he's our first parkour free running guest. Thank you for being a part of All Action Sports Radio, and we'll have more parkour on this show because of you, Corey. Thank you. All right, coming up, we have more surf. All right, and we're back here at All Action Sports Radio. We're in one of my favorite segments where Ryan Simmons, our resident surf expert, and he also, Ryan, are you doing the Vans tour again this year?
US Open? Open the summer, the Women's World Tour, and I think the men's prime event.
Now, why don't we have the men at the US Open this year?
You know, I'm not really sure why it's not a World Tour event.
Wow, do you think that riot scared him off?
Yeah, could have.
All right, we're in the middle of
scaring everyone else off, right?
Yeah. We're right in the middle of the women's Fiji Pro, and the men's Fiji Pro is about to get underway, and we have a lot to talk about. Ryan, the women are just killing it, you know. And every time I watch and check them out, I'm just amazed at the progression of women surfing. But yet, when you go and look at the comments or you check the blogs, there's just a lot of haters about the women's surf. Why is that?
Well, you know, I think just on the internet blogs, you're always going to have the haters, so that's just kind of a given. But you're right, the women's surfing has come a long way, and I'm actually amazed that it hasn't gone further as far as, you know, big sponsorship, and, you know, they're still making just a lot less money than the men, and the men have made some recent strides, and it would be nice to see the women kind of be rewarded also.
Stand in that same direction. You know, when I talk about women surfing, like, I'll say something like, she was able to use her powerful backhand attack to do this or do that. And I just saw where recently Pat Parnell, who's a host on the ASP tour, got in trouble for using the word backside. She had a powerful backside.
Yeah, you know, I just think that some people are hypercritical of the web announcers. And, you know, I've done that myself a few events. And it's not easy. You know, you have to learn to not think about what you're going to say, but when you're being candid, you got to think about what you're going to say. So it's kind of a catch-22 when you're a web announcer. You're trying to be free-flowing and make it work and sound cool, but at the same time, you have to watch the words you say, you know. And so just for some of the sexist terms, you know, backside and, oh, things are heating up out here in the heat, I don't know, you know, just there's probably a lot of things that you could change, you know, instead of saying backside, you could say backhand and get away from that sexual connotation. But I guess it's just that, you know, nowadays, just, I think the thing is the women are kind of pretty good looking. They're all real cute. And so there is just that element, you know, they bring that element to it. So it's there. Well, there's no denying it, right, Wes?
No, they're beautiful women, but I think everybody's overthinking it, you know?
I think
because
so
Malia, you know, killed it this week, and I think people should be talking about Malia killing it, you know? I mean, she was, like, I think the only one who had, like, an excellent...
Well, Laura Enever, I was just watching, just kind of Malia Manuel, Stephanie Gilmore, and Sally Fitzgibbons are kind of the four that are surfing the waves because it's high... very difficult right now with the side wind that they were talking about yesterday, why mm-hmm. they went on hold. That is so difficult at restaurants. And let me tell you, I've surfed there. It's only seriously, 12 inches to 2 feet deep under the girls while they're surfing those waves. And that's why you can tell they are a little hesitant to get way back in the barrel. But the girls that are getting deep in the barrel are the ones that are kind of pushing it. And we've already seen some injuries with the one girl, Nikki, you know, hitting the reef at Cloud Break. So being super dangerous and then them able to bring that level is pretty cool.
Dude, I love that insight from Ryan.
Yeah.
Hey, let's talk about Michael Boraz. That guy is so fit and so ready to go. I said last week, if Kelly Slater's going to make a statement, this Fiji was the place where he was going to do it. But after watching, you know, Michael, and this is kind of like, again, his realm as much as it is Kelly's.
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking Michael can run the tables on this one.
Well, you know, I was just looking at the ratings, and Kelly has, what, a fifth, two-thirds, and a second or something like that. And then, you know, Michelle Boraz has two firsts and then two low results, a 13th and a 25th. And you're right, coming from Tahiti, right here, left barrels, I mean, will he see another win? He's probably going to make the quarters or better. I would say it would be like, you know, a good betting guess that Michelle Boraz is going to be at worst quarterfinals or better, and if not, maybe he's taking another win.
Hey, Ryan, in our winding last minute, you know, how much weight do you give to the judges who give the higher scores to named surfers? Kind of like that controversy going on with Carissa Moore going into the men's round. Is there a little stock in that? Can you kind of believe that?
Well, you know, I think if you're a competitor, you don't want to get caught up in that because you don't. Everyone's, you know, this is what I've always said because I kind of dealt with, you know, maybe getting the short end of the stick in my career. I felt like being an underground guy. So with that being said, though, if you go out and you're worried about those close losses that everyone else has, you're not going to be able to focus on the task at hand. And we know, seeing with what you said about the girls, there's a lot of internet haters that want to see changes to the ASP Tour, what they think they should be better. But the changes have been made. It seems to be heading in the right direction. And I'm like you. Let's just look at the positive side of things and be stoked with it.
Nice. See, you don't get it anywhere else but here at All Action Sports Radio and Ryan Simmons. Ryan, thank you so much for being part of our show, and we'll check in with you next week.
Can't wait to see the man out there. See you next week.
All right. Coming up, our song of the week here at All Action Sports Radio. All right, this is our song of the week here at All Action Sports Radio. The Griswolds, Beware the Dog. Happy song, man. I like that song. All right, the Griswolds, Beware the Dog. All right, that's our show this week. If you like what you hear, email us at allactionsportsradio@gmail.com. All right, I want to thank our guest, Jason Wyngan from RacerX Online, Chris Cobra Cole, kicking ass on skateboarding, and Corey DeMyers, our first parkour free running guest. And I'd like to thank Ryan Simmons, our resident expert in surf, man, for just laying it down. All right, I want to thank you, our listeners, our crew, Soy Sauce Media, Pam, Jay, you're doing a great, man. And, of course, the inspiration. We will see you at Hangtown in Sacramento, stop two of the Pro Motocross Tour. My name is Wes. I'm your host here at All Action Sports Radio. You guys go have a killer week now. Big booty woman is hard to find. I find my big booty woman. Gonna do my duty on that behind. Gonna butter her up and